It's time for My Farm Roots, a series from Harvest Public Media in which we hear American stories and memories of rural life. Because when you hail from farm country, roots run deep.
I'm Amy Mayer, a reporter for Harvest Public Media. Times are good on the farm right now, but that hasn't always been true. Many of today's young farmers grew up in the shadow of the farm crisis of the 1980s and watched as rural areas were ripped apart by debt and foreclosures. Those hard times will always stay with them.
My name is Mark Kenny. We're on our family farm. We've been in Story County, in northeast Story County in Iowa, I'm the fifth generation. I'm one of the fortunate ones to have grown up during the farm crisis of the 80s. That was a tough time in agriculture all over the place. Commodity prices were depressed, land values kept falling, and it didn't seem like there was a whole lot of reason to be optimistic. And, you know, this is just a generation ago, you know, 20, 25 years ago, we went through this situation. And, you know, for many years, break even, trying to carry on to the next year was kind of the goal. It was hard. It was hard to see difficult times in our communities. It was hard to see that.
Bad news on the inflation front. Wholesale prices
protest the government's farm policies.
As far as the family farm system is concerned, we're in the 11th hour.
We're depleting our natural resources, and the farmer is a natural resource.
Looking back on it now, I'm even more thankful for my grandparents, my parents, my uncle, because of the hard work they put in during those times. And gave us the opportunity to stay on the farm, for me to have, to make my livelihood from the farm too. So that's why I say I was fortunate, because at the time it didn't feel like it was a whole lot of fun. But they also taught us a lot of lessons.
The road to foreclosure began at the export.
But you know, today the family farmer in America needs our help. Right now we're losing.
It will determine whether a family farmer in this country exists any longer.
It's emotional for me because farming is so... It's in our blood, and we want to make sure, you know, everyone's successful doing it. And when you see someone who loves to farm and they're not able to do it anymore, it's hard to see. I grew up through that and saw, you know, the farm sales and all that stuff, and saw the stresses of the 80s and understood it. But I'm thankful for it, because I kind of know that, you know, don't forget that those times could come again.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media stations across the Midwest. To hear more My Farm Roots stories or to share your own, visit harvestpublicmedia.org.